Channel, beginning of Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, beginning of Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, 25th of August, 1971. This beginning of Channel 2 over, and a continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, and beginning of the visit with continuation of the visit with Miss Daisy this 25th of August, 1971.
I don't know whether he's been to see Ben or not, since he's been sick. Of course, if he ain't, it wouldn't have done no good.
No, but they were good friends.
Oh, yeah. Yes, you know, J.C., I kept J.C. until him and Willie married. When he married Willie, he married her out of my house. He was staying with me.
Miss Daisy, about a week ago when I hurt my hand, I needed to get a little help, and I saw Patterson down the way.
Come on, Bunny.
And I talked to him. We had a nice talk there about the tractor. Uh-huh. It was right down there where this road goes into 441. And I said to him, he had changed that tractor tire. That's hard to do. That's a man job. Mm-hmm. And I said, I couldn't do it. But he said he could do it. I said, how long did it take you? He said, an hour or two. Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty hard work. So when I hurt my hand, I thought, well, I've got a few post holes to dig up there. I needed to put a cross fence over there. Keep the little calves out of some clover I put in. And it was that pebbly clay, awful hard to get into. And I went by there a time or two. I thought I might run into him. But you know, every time I went by there, he was gone.
Well, I think he stays gone. He passes the house some days two or three times.
Oh.
Sometimes he passes early in the morning going this way. He'll be over in the afternoon when he comes back going towards home. Well, he may come back again late in the evening, pass by. But where he go and where he coming from, I don't know.
Well, one time the little girl, you know, his daughter-in-law, I guess, said that he had gone to Gainesville to take a physical.
Mm-hmm.
Take a physical. Well, I knew if he went to Gainesville, he wouldn't be back that day.
Mm-hmm.
There'd be a lot of people to talk to up there, don't you reckon?
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that hat he's wearing now?
No, every time I see him, he's bareheaded.
Oh, he's got a great big, big straw hat he wears on the back of his head.
I didn't see it either. I thought that'd be a good time to sort of get in with Burnett, but I didn't make it. I guess I got down there too late in the morning. I didn't go down early, you see. I'd go down maybe around just past by then.
He'd be done gone.
He'd be gone the time I got there. 9 o'clock. But he used to work, didn't he? He's one of the few people I know that don't mind lifting.
Mm-hmm. He works.
Now, he don't want to hire out, you know, he don't have to. He's well-to-do. But, I thought I might run into him. Hear him talk a little bit.
I think I've seen him past the house yesterday. did it. I'll be. You know, insurance men come to my house yesterday. It was two of them together. And one of them said, David, said we seen a big rattlesnake a while ago. I said, where? He said, back over there. I said, was he in the road? He said he crossed the road and crawled down in a ditch and looked like he started back out to get saved. He just head up above the ditch where he could see. I said, did you kill him? He said, no, I didn't have nothing to kill him with. I said, you couldn't find nothing to kill him? He said, I didn't see a rock, nothing. And I was scared to get out to hunt anything. And I thought that was pretty trifling for two men. Let a great big rattlesnake get away. He said, you couldn't find nothing to kill him. He's scared to get out.
Yeah.
Hunting thing.
He ain't lost anything killing rattlesnakes, has he? No, sir. He's not lost anything out there where that rattlesnake is.
But it was in the road.
Yeah.
He just let the next fella kill him.
Maybe.
You know, all this weather, did you expect all this wet weather?
All this what?
Wet weather.
No, I wasn't thinking about
it. I thought it was going to sort of clear up here for wild dog days.
Now, I know one day, about 2 weeks ago, Beth said something about the moon. I don't know what it was. But anyway, she said, we ain't going to have no rain. It's going to be dry.
Yeah.
But it sure ain't been dry.
No, she got the rain.
We've been having plenty of rain.
Yeah. And you know what it does? it keeps you from I've been trying to save a little hay for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little rain is all it takes to wet it.
That's right.
It don't need to have a downpour, you know. And I'll tell you something else. You know this. If it's overcast, you need a hot sun to cure hay.
That's right.
Day like this, it'll just lay out there.
Just lay out there.
And mold.
And seep moist and rot.
That's right. Just seep moist.
Well, you could smell it down on your porch, though, yesterday. That sweet smell of hay.
Mm-hmm. I smell it plenty of days if I have time to come out there. When did I say that? Mr. Mars and him working hay.
Yeah. Well, what I did, I tried to work just a little bit, you see. So, do it all every day. And then if it got wet, it wouldn't.
It'd be so much.
Oh, it's hard on you when you get a whole field out, and it gets wet. You've got to go ahead like it's good stuff, and it's just to get it off.
As Daisy said, this wet weather slows her down. She can't get out so early to work.
That nutgrass got ahead of you too, huh?
Yeah. I'll catch up with it sometime. Thank God.
Dry weather. It does well. I got nutgrass over here in this field where I put rye last year. Patches of nutgrass there.
Oh yeah.
That's so thick you can't hardly walk through it.
Yeah, this high.
Yes. And then big old thick blades, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Shiny. I never do see J.R. anymore.
I seen J.R. last night.
He comes around?
Yesterday evening late. Mm-hmm. You see, he comes for Bessie to fix his lunch.
Yeah.
So he brought his lunch, and while she was fixing it, he come over to the house for supper yesterday evening. I mean, he just come over there. He stayed there for a little while. You know, I asked him, I said, you going for your supper? He said, yes, ma'am. I said, well, I bet this about got it now. So, hopefully.
But he didn't chop any wood.
No. He chopped weeds.
Oh.
I said, Bess had him cut weeds out there.
Oh, she's getting ready.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I forgot that.
Oh, yes, she's getting ready. Oh, I sure hope she don't have now one of them spells. I want her to be good and strong so she can get it over.
Well, if she won't get in a tizzy.
Hmm?
She said she wasn't going to do any of the cooking. But I bet she does.
Who going to do it?
She didn't say.
Little Bessie.
Your Lord, I don't know. I know who ain't going to do no. These ain't going to do no.
Well, you'd have to do a little bit for Bessie's birthday party.
Oh, no. They don't need me.
You ain't in it?
There's Bessie and Doris and Nettie and all them. That's enough for cooking.
Nettie ought to take a hand, oughtn't she?
They, Doris, and she always helped. Bessie, Nettie, they have something to do with it.
Well, now, who's coming to the birthday party?
I don't know. I just don't know. Now, if she had children that wanted to do this for her, well, I like it much better. But I just don't, and I guess I don't know how to say it, but that's just the way I feel about it. I don't think she ought to put herself to all that expenses and time. Old as she is and many birthdays that she done had, and all this time, I wouldn't think about it.
And this is not even her birthday.
Hmm?
And this is not even her birthday, is
that's
it?
That's right. The birthday gone, ain't it?
That's what I understand.
Well, that don't matter. Something like that.
When mine come, it just come. Sometime it be done past before I think about I had a birthday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I know this. Bessie's children, some of them, they help her. They send her money on Mother's Day. They send her money her birthday. They send her some money for Christmas. But I feel like they send her that money to help her to live. And not for a big party. Well, that's the way I feel. If I had children to send me money, that's what I'd use it for.
You know,
help me live.
That's his children really left home, didn't they?
That's right.
When they left, they left.
Her grandchildren. Her children they's gone before I knowed Bessie.
Yeah.
They was up there.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think she got but one boy living nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just one.
Just one. And I think he got a big family.
And he's retired.
Hmm? I said, I think he got a pretty big family.
And retired.
Yeah.
And his family ought to take care of him now,
wouldn't it? Well, I guess he retired on a pension of some kind, didn't he?
Yeah.
Take care of self.
Yeah. Yes, the only thing is so costly up there. Yeah, I don't know that they've ever found any way to live cheap in them big places.
Mm-mm.
Everything.
You ain't found no way to live cheap out here.
Not much.
Where we is.
Not much.
I
haven't seen your neighbor walking up and down the road with the dogs.
I didn't see him yesterday. I think I seen him Monday.
Well, he doesn't have any reason to come up here now, does he?
Not as I'm the wolf. I seen him. I think it was yesterday, Monday one, I passed there with Buddy. It was Monday. And he was sitting in his yard, cross-legged.
Oh, was he?
Mm-hmm. Down there, to his house.
Well, is he got to eat somewhere, Miss Daisy.
Hmm? I guess he, I know he's eating somewhere. He may be cooking it himself.
Where?
I heard him say the other day he cooked some pintoed beans. He said it took him 3 days to cook them. I said, that's too long. He said, think what happened. He was kept putting cold water in. I said, it takes a long time. I said, but it don't take that long for me to cook them. 3 days.
Well, I tell
in
you.
And part of the night.
Maybe. He goes in another direction now.
Maybe so. I don't know.
He don't come this way.
9 men he comes up this way.
But there ain't nothing up here for him.
No. But he mostly keeps up the road.
Just keeps on up.
Keeps on.
Oh, he be going over to the bar.
That's where Craig going. But he pays the house and keep going. Sometimes got awful dogs behind. Stop and try to get them started back this way. Well, I guess I better get back to my house.
What do you have to do at your house, Miss Davis?
Oh, too many things to be done there.
Yeah.
If it's wet on the outside.
Well, I got to,
got things to do inside.
Things to do inside.
Well, you got the iron?
Yes, I'm going to iron. Main thing I'm going to do before I iron, go trim up my tree. I started on it yesterday, and I got tired. My arm got so tired, so I quit. I said, well, I'm going to rest tomorrow, and I'll do some more. Maybe I'll finish it today.
Well, now you know what the boy told Uncle Clyde.
Hmm? Sure. I ain't stunned that boy. I told Clyde he wasn't going to do it.
Well.
But I don't bother. I'll do what I can, and that I can get some done. I don't bother.
That goose been pestering you some more?
Oh, he hadn't. Oh, he ain't got old there, I don't think. If he did, I didn't pay him no attention. I was in the house.
Yeah.
You see, I washed yesterday, and some of the clothes didn't get good dry. So I've been hanging them out. First one thing, another.
You mean clothes dried outside yesterday?
Almost.
When did you
have? Got started early yesterday in the morning.
Oh, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And they dried yesterday in the morning?
Some of them got almost dry. The most of them got almost dry.
Well, we had a quarter inch of rain here yesterday evening.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I had my clothes in the house then.
Oh, did you?
When that rain come.
You were watching it?
They wasn't good dry, but I took them in.
Just iron them dry?
I ain't ironed them yet. I don't know when.
You won't have to sprinkle them?
No. I don't know when they'll get on. I'm going on some of them. This evening, if it don't come up a ring.
What's that got to do with your ironing?
Hmm? Well, if it starts thundering and lightning, I don't iron.
Oh, don't you?
No. I don't do nothing. If it starts thundering and lightning, I ain't got no job.
Well, when did you start being so particular, Miss Davis?
All my life.
All your life?
Ever since I knowed what lightning was.
And what
I've been scared.
What it could do to a man.
What it could do to you. I don't do nothing.
Well, let me tell you, I used to go walk right out in a electrical storm, lightning, I didn't pay a bit of attention to it. It ain't just the last few years where I sort of try to get in under the cover.
I understand.
Now that was reckless, wasn't it?
That's right. I was sitting there Monday, I believe it was. Yeah, Monday. You come up, take a lightning and you could see right on my floor. It just come on through it. You know, and the dining room.
Now what's that?
You just could just see. Whew.
You mean just this week?
Just this week, Monday. What? I was sending it. You know when that hard clap or thunder comes.
Oh yeah. Yes.
Bright streak of lightning. It was just ahead of come right through my living room. I was sitting on the set.
And you could see it?
Yes, sir, I see it.
Well, what did it do to you? Now, did it damage anything?
That's right.
Did it damage anything?
No. No other thing. Not in there.
Well, that's amazing, isn't it?
But I believe it hit somewhere. That
it sounded to me like it's right out there. But I didn't go out to investigate.
You didn't go out there to see.
Oh, it really cracked. We're sitting right in here.
It
did. That was in the afternoon, wasn't it?
Hmm?
That was in the afternoon.
Yes, sir. It was in the afternoon.
You know, I haven't even seen Isaiah.
I
don't even see his car.
He there. He was there last night, yesterday evening. I seen his car, and I seen him. Somewhere I see him.
Yeah.
I don't think I seen him since.
He not going to have a late garden as far as you know?
Not that I know of.
I'd rather have a late one than an early one, Miss Davis.
That would too.
That summer garden is too hot on him.
Well, I think he about got it all together.
I don't know what you'd put in now. What would you like to have now?
Come on now. Oh, well, he could plant okra, he could have peas, and he could have anything. I see Freddy got the squash. He got the eggplant out there.
Yeah.
And that peel, I don't know what he got other place.
Miss David, had you heard about the watermelons this year?
The watermelon? No, sir, I haven't.
My understanding is all those pretty melons we saw over there that day when we were past,
yeah,
they didn't make anything out of them.
Oh.
Well, they weren't so pretty, but there's a shortage of melons, you know, and I thought, well, they'll get rich this year.
Hmm.
Well, you ask them sometime how they come out on the melon.
Ask who?
Anybody you see.
Oh. Well, I think Isaiah made pretty good on his little boy.
Yeah.
Yes, I think he's done pretty good.
Yeah.
You ain't got no dog. You got a bag of dog food?
Is there a bag of dog food out there?
Well, it looks like a bag of dog food, and maybe something else.
I had some calf food out there.
Uh-huh.
But I give it to Miss Mary.
Say, so give it to Miss Mary.
Didn't I, Faye?
Yeah, but there's a bag out there that says dog food.
Yeah, but it's just a bag. And I actually had some calf food in there, some, you know, that milk.
Mm-hmm.
Calves. Dried milk. And, I tell you, I'm glad I didn't have to feed very much of that. That's tedious taking the place of the mama.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it is.
Miss Daisy says we've seen this apron many times, Guy, and I don't think I've ever seen it.
She has such pretty clothes.
And look at that, she starches everything just right.
Just a
little. See? Look how nice. It just keeps it looking clean.
Yeah, makes it keep it fresh.
Do you want to take my shears with you? So you can cut.
Not today.
You don't.
You got iron.
Oh, we got an iron.
Yeah.
Miss Daisy.
I'm scared by the time I get started, it'll start raining. I get the chairs in the morning. Some morning, I've got to go to Gainesville in the morning. I hope.
Did you ever have a apron with a towel on it?
With a towel? Mm-mm. I ain't been that lucky.
That's to wipe your face with.
Yeah, I ain't been that lucky. I don't have none of this kind.
I've seen them.
Miss Daisy, when you used to work in the fields, did you take a cloth with you, a sweat rag with you?
Yes, I'd have me a handkerchief, big handkerchief. But when I worked in the field, you know, they used to make these great big handkerchiefs.
Yeah, man.
Blue ones, red ones. Oh. They call them man hatches, but women could use them too.
Oh, yeah, you tie your hair ahead of them.
That's right.
I'm sorry. Did you ever wear a bonnet?
Yes, sir. I wore a bonnet.
You like a bonnet?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, people quit wearing things.
Quit
like
wearing
that.
Bonnet?
Yeah.
Oh, well, it's those don't need to worry about it. They done changed so many things. Yeah.
But they're lightweight.
Mm-hmm. And they're spongy.
Yeah.
And Miss Bessie, that puff up on top of the head.
Mm-hmm.
Does that what good does that do? Well,
I guess it went with the bonnet.
Cools it off.
Oh.
I don't know. That's what I'd guess.
Well, I enjoyed my little visit of one more night.
What? Channel 2 over, around 500, I'm just guessing, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy. Channel 2 over. This Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, around 500, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971. Channel 2 over, around 500, I'm just guessing, and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971. Channel 1 over, Channel 2 over. And the around 500 and the end of the visit with Miss Daisy this Wednesday morning, the 25th of August, 1971.